Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brought to you by Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. The Cowboys have made it official, posting on social media. They've agreed to terms to acquire receiver George Pickens and a 2026 sixth-round pick from the Steelers in exchange for a 2026 third-round pick and a 2027 fifth-round pick. SI's Albert Breer says no new deal negotiated as part of the trade. Pickens is entering the final year of his rookie deal. Phillies took the opener of their series at the Rays 8-4. They got home runs from Kyle Schwarber, Alec Boehm, his first since September 20th of last season, and Nick Castellanos, Zach Wheeler, 7 innings, 2 runs, no walks, and 9 strikeouts. Visit BorgataSports.com for boosted odds specials, daily promotions, in-game betting, and much more. Must be 21 or older. Must be in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Weather brought to you by Visit Delco. Partly sunny, pleasant. High 75. It's currently 64. Delco is a lot. A lot of awesome sports bars and restaurants. A lot of music and arts and a lot of parks and trails. Online at visitdelco.com. Listen to Sports Radio 94 WIP on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
James.
I mean, you said, let's get it on, yeah, on the radio. You know, what am I supposed to do?
Sometimes you're a little randy. What a great song.
Just a great song.
It's just... I still think it's weird, speaking of songs that you can get down to... I still think it's really weird, really weird. Mm-hmm. For those that are young, you might not know this name, that the father from Growing Pains, Robin Thicke, would listen to Alan Thicke, admit it. This is before he died, of course, that he would listen to the songs of his son, Robin Thicke, when Alan Thicke was...
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, that's
on.
Just not
pretty
okay.
Weird. You just ruined that whole song that I was enjoying and listening to, and all of a sudden it got creepy.
John, do you think Lionel Richie plays Lionel Richie for his...
conquests?
That's one way of putting it. That's a little strong, but yeah.
Well, hello.
The women that he welcomes into his...
Tell me how to win your heart. Like he's
wow.
Singing that.
Yeah.
Man, he does have a lot of amazing songs.
His
you go back to the Commodores and everything.
Incredible.
He's writing all that stuff.
I just sent James the live version of Kenny Rogers and Lionel Richie, who wrote the song Lady.
Mm-hmm.
James, is it not amazing?
It's a great song.
It's like one of the most amazing duets
I've
ever heard.
It's just a weird dynamic. Would you play your own song?
No.
And then how would the gal
Let me put it this way. Yes. I'd play my own song before I play my child's song. That's for damn sure.
Yes, that's
exactly.
True.
Much more fitting.
All right, so interesting trade Rhea had there in the update. George Pickens of the Cowboys. Pickens. So, odd trade. Obviously makes Dallas better for this upcoming season. I mean, they have two now outstanding wide receivers.
Is Amari Cooper still out there? Is Amari Cooper still available?
Yes.
Well, we got
he's
Jahan
fallen
Dotson.
Off. Yeah,
he has. But is he better than Jahan Dotson?
He's got to be early 30s.
New number two, Jahan Dotson.
Number three.
What do you mean
he
number
is 30.
Two?
Dotson's our three.
Yeah. I know, but he's number two now.
Oh, the uniform. Number.
okay, I gotcha. Yeah, he's our number
the
three
Eagles
wide receiver.
The Eagles are not going
to
sign a third receiver.
To number two.
No, there's too many
Amari
financial
Cooper
issues.
Amari Cooper is out there.
I'll be stunned.
If you get, potentially, a guy like Amari Cooper on a prove-it type deal, if he's out there and he wants to win.
Yeah, but you got to remember this. Hurt struggles enough like to get to Cooper. Receiver two, let alone find receiver three.
I don't like Amari Cooper.
See what I just did,
Devin?
I do. See what I just did? I do see what you did there.
That's part of why the third receiver is a blocking position for the Eagles.
I think he's
Seltzer,
very
is that
talented.
Dirty?
I'm just ignoring you.
I mean, a third receiver. You got to scan one, two.
I'm going to talk to Bill on this
Is Saquon going to have more than like 30 catches this year? How many catches did he end up with? I got Saquon Barkley. Can't even get him the ball. Now, Jalen obviously got better as the season went on. But I will say, I do think they do build their team in part based on the fact he does not exactly, you know, rip through the progressions. I mean, that is true. I'm poking fun a little bit. Really more at John, not at Jalen. But you know, if I were the Eagles, I would not pay good money for a third receiver. I think it would be foolish, to be quite candid. I really do.
The receivers in the NFC East now are it's a
good group.
Class.
It's a good group. It really is. It is. By the way, an interesting thing. So you might say, well, what the heck are the Steelers doing? And I don't know. Because they don't even have a, you know, I mean, they got Metcalf, but they don't have a quarterback right now.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
But here's an interesting report. Yeah, here's an interesting report from Mike Florio. This goes back to last week, and he might really be onto something. I'm going to read right from Florio because everyone's wondering, is Rodgers signing there or not? Listen to what Florio wrote a couple of days ago. If Rodgers does before, meaning if he signs, if he signs before the schedule is released on May 14th, which is coming up in a week, the league will know it's getting a marquee team and a marquee quarterback for a slew of standalone primetime games. If he waits, maybe the schedule won't have as many primetime appearances for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Makes a lot of sense.
So the Steelers are saying we don't want to be at primetime games?
Well, it could be Aaron Rodgers is saying. You know, so here's the thing. Would the Steelers be in cahoots with Rodgers on this?
Aaron Rodgers not wanting the spotlight? Oh, that sounds...
Yeah, but I'll say this, James. If you remember, when he went to the Jets that first year, and he got injured right away, but part of what made it a disaster for all of us as viewers with him getting injured...
Yeah, it was all the national games.
They had four of the first six.
But you think Aaron Rodgers cares about the viewing audience?
I would say it hurts your team's chances. Aaron Rodgers may want to prioritize winning instead of playing on a Monday night. I mean, it's a quick turnaround every time you do that. I'm just saying. I think it's an interesting theory.
Rodgers is about himself.
Yeah, I could see I could see Rodgers doing this for himself, though. I get what you're saying. You're saying spotlight. I get it. Yeah. But also there's the argument that it does create an easier schedule, you know, rhythmically. So, and think of it this way. It is strange that there hasn't been resolution. I mean, John, the draft has come and gone. There's nothing now. There's no
I don't think it's strange at all. I remember Brett Favre coming back six times from retirement, and he ate up the attention.
But Rodgers hasn't retired.
I think Rodgers is waiting for everyone to be paying attention to him.
This is a guy who loves the spotlight, and he just wants people to pay attention.
Florio's trying too hard. I think the point is Aaron Rodgers wanted to wait till all this stuff was done, and then he'd be like, I signed. Look at me, Aaron Rodgers. I'm a Steeler now.
The whole Newsweek
will be about Aaron Rodgers signing with the Steelers. But if he did it before the draft, if he did it before free agency, we're not talking about it.
You guys might be right.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right. TJ Husmanjada. So we get him on the show, Jim?
That was TJ Husmanjada.
Devin, should we get him on the show? I now got his phone number.
He seems like a friendly and fun guy. mishandling his name.
Can we hear it again, James? How was it said a couple weeks
ago? That was TJ Husmanjada. It's so bad.
It is a crazy name.
It would be fun to get him on. Well, maybe in the coming days.
They did do a commercial. with him.
Oh, I've been made aware. Oh, there's apparently a whole commercial about
who's your mama
who can't say his name.
Yeah, it's great.
All right, let's talk to Chuck in Cherry Hill. What's going on, Chuck?
Hey, good morning, crew.
Hey, Chuck.
Just a quick thing on AI, and I'm going to try to make this bland enough not to even attempt to sound like a commercial.
Yep.
So our company does revenue cycle work, so we get quantified and measured on best liquidity and best customer service, which we've won for 40 years. Chad introduces AI and improves it. We were previously beating scoring models with our own little system we were using. Chad says that AI will beat this. I said, it's not possible, and it beat it by a lot. It's unstoppable. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, it can replace whomever, whenever it wants. It's scary how good it is. You can't believe what it can pull out. I mean, we had all the numbers.
And it's in its infancy.
It is.
You know? I mean, it just gets stronger and computing power is stronger and stronger and multiplies and all that.
Chuck, I'm kind of at the point where I'm kind of at the point where I'm happy I'm going to be dead in the next 50 years. Like, I don't know.
I can arrange for that to be sooner.
Yeah, like 300 years from now, do you want to be around? I don't know, man.
I project my grandkids in 25 years from now. I hope it's all, you know, peachy and rosy, but boy, you look at some indicators.
So, Chuck, let's just drill down though on this issue with NBC. If you're NBC, are they dirty for using this guy whose voice died, or would you do it if you're NBC?
Boy, you go back and forth on that one. Let's go baseball real quick. I don't want to run out of time.
Sure.
I'm going to let you groom, and I'm going to play AI. Ha ha. And I'm going to let you groom the number. Here we go. Buckle up. You ready to go, Joe?
I guess I have to be.
No, you're ready. Phillies offensively are ranked 10th at 477. Is that going to improve, stay the same, or get worse?
477 and what?
I'm sorry, 4.77
Runs per game?
We're talking about.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I would say it's going to be about the same would be my guess.
Okay, I'm neutral too. Pitching, anybody can chime in. Pitching their 15th. Right now at 3.
It's going to improve. It's going to improve. Starting pitching is going to remain excellent. Bullpen will get better.
Absolutely, we agree. Defensively, they're 29th in DRS.
I don't expect that to get better.
I'll give it a little bit of improvement.
But
they're not going to be good.
Why is it? It's not going to get much better.
That's 29.
Yeah, they can get a little better, but they're not going to become good.
Yeah, they're going to be bottom five in defense.
Right. Not bottom five, but bottom 10.
I don't know if it's that bad.
Well, they're bottom two. I mean...
Yeah. And run differential, the leaders are at 60. We just broke the teams. We're like at 14. We're not even close to the run differential guys at 60.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If that bullpen pitches better, which I expect that it will, then that thing's going to shoot up.
James made a point earlier. I want to chime in on when he talked about OPS. So here's what our research of the last 25 years. Can't go beyond 25. Game changes
Chuck,
too much.
Are you AI? I think you may be AI with this information.
I wish. Thank you. I wish. All right, here we go.
What?
To James' point about OPS, when it's all said and done, the number 6 offense, which I did say about 3 weeks ago, beats the number 8 ranked pitching. So when you look at right now, when you look at the Mets in Detroit in number 1 pitching, or Texas number 4, Texas has no chance to win a World Series.
Well, they got a chance, but your point is you'd rather be a good hitting team. All right. Chuck, give me an answer, my man, for a scene with an animal.
I'm sorry. I had answers, and they're all taken.
All right, bud.
But I'm sorry. I'll get you tomorrow now.
Chuck, all good, pal. Thank you for the call and the insight. That was interesting.
Thanks, Chuck.
It's a little dense, but it was interesting.
A little dense.
I mean,
it's hard to turn those numbers into, you know, compelling radio.
So what, he's saying offense is more important than pitching, right?
Yeah.
To sum it up.
Well, I need that. See, that's the thing. It's like if I'm the teacher and someone hands me a term paper, give me the thesis at the top.
What's the
point?
The 8th place offense beat the 6th place defense.
And his point is good offense is better than good pitching.
In this case.
Yes, that's his opinion. Was. And you know, okay. Let's go to Jeff right now. Jeffrey, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, how are you guys?
Good, pal.
Awesome, Jeff.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what happened with the Flyers in the lottery because they had number 4 and now they're number 6.
They had bad luck.
They got jumped.
Very bad luck.
They got jumped. Like a guy walking down the street, like Bruce Wayne's parents. They got
jumped.
But
the Sixers can still do the opposite. They can have good luck.
I was thinking, you know, like Sixers actual and jumping.
Good luck. That's what I associate with them.
Yeah. I know.
So Jeff, you got it? They went from 4 to 5 to 6. That's what happened.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
Ticks you off. I know. Ticks me off too. Yeah.
We have like, a 10.5% chance to land Cooper Flagg in the NBA draft.
Yeah. All right, Jeff, give me an answer, pal. give me a scene with an animal.
Oh, this is the best. The dog in Mad Max, when he has the bone in his mouth, gets tied to a shotgun pointing at that guy's head. And then he sees a rabbit outside the car.
All right, Mad Max. We're going old school right there with Mad Max. All right, let's listen to Jordan Mulata. So he said a couple interesting things recently on WIP. And by the way, being with him at the BG Live event 2 nights ago, fascinating guy. I mean, funny, insightful. Just seems like a wonderful person. And obviously he's been a tremendous Eagle. Hmm. And is one of the more, if not the most, unique story ever of an athlete through here.
Yeah, history. I mean,
I meant Philadelphia sports history.
I know
history.
You did. I'm saying maybe in NFL history maybe. As well. You know?
The guy never played football until the Eagles drafted him. And then he started playing football. Wild.
Antonio Gates is really
weird. See, he was a basketball player, right?
He was a basketball player at Kent State.
But this
is
as strange as it gets. A guy who didn't play up until right before he played, and when he started playing was the NFL.
And a position that's all about technique and all. Tight end, all right, you got to block, but go catch the ball. Go jump over people. This is like learn how to kick out, learn about leverage,
You know, basically sat out 2 years, then played, I guess, a little in 2020 and then became a full starter in 21 is my recollection. Anyway, Mulata on with Spike, Ike, and Jack. I think this goes back to last week. And he had a very interesting answer about his mindset approaching the new season. And I like the way he's presenting this. It's a different way to go about trying to defend the title. It's actually not about defending the title.
Yeah, I'm already ready. Like, we're all excited to be back. But for myself personally, I don't view it as seeing it as defending champions. Last year was last year. Last season was last season. That's done, right? I think that's part of this, what they call the Super Bowl hangover, is with the pressure of feeling like we have to defend the title. And I was honest with Sirianni. I went up to him a couple of weeks before OTAs, and I told him where I was at. And the fact is like, this is a whole new team. There's whole new faces. We should be dealing with this, how we dealt in 23. Move on. The quicker we can move on, the better, because it's a whole new team. It's a new goal. What's the goal this year? Win the championship. That's just it for me. Again, I try to keep it as simple as possible, but I've already moved on.
You know, I don't know if these things matter, but I think they do a bit. And I just like this idea. Like, he's not saying let's defend. He's saying let's win. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, and like, it resonates with me. John, I don't know if it matters. I don't know if it matters.
Well,
but it
like
sounds wise
active,
to me. Sounds wise.
I like being more aggressive like that.
I love that he took it to
part of the plan.
Took it
I
to
do
Nick.
Think the organization always is, I don't know, so far ahead of schedule. You know, the way that they re-sign guys, the way that they get ahead of concepts. I'm positive that the Eagles organization, they set expectations so well, not just with the fan base, but I think with
question for our listeners, which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
the players within that building. They talk about these things. They're open. Hey, guys, this is how we continue to grow and improve as a team, as an organization. This is the best way to attack, you know, just growth. They talk about the 1% thing. It really does penetrate and perpetuate itself when you've got guys who really buy in. And now,
but also have their own theories, their own thoughts. I mean, he went to Nick with it. Like, yeah, I'm impressed with him on a leadership front in that, because we talk about leadership. This is a form of leadership. He's saying something that he thinks can be a good message for the team, and he's going to the coach saying, this is how I think we should handle it. I really respect that.
Well, the guys respect him so much. It is amazing what he's been able to do, you know, his story and everything else.
That's incredible. But
man, the leadership. We talk a lot about the transfer of leadership from one year to the next. We've talked a lot about the four. Nick has talked about the four main guys.
They're down to one.
The pillars.
Yeah.
Lane Johnson is the only one who remains, but Jordan Mailata sort of, you know, moved his way in and became one of those Parthenon pillars next to Lane.
You get interaction with him, Devin, as a sideline reporter? Have you had access that gives you? Because I was really impressed with him the other night.
He quickly became one of my favorite, like, not to play favorites, but just someone who, you know, no matter what, is going to give you a really thoughtful, insightful answer, but also be funny about it. And add light to it. And even, you know, switching really quickly from football to the Phillies, I had this thought where I'm like, every locker room needs a Jordan Mailata. And the Phillies don't have a Jordan Mailata, or at least not one that I can, you know, point out. Because he is truly one of a kind, just both of in his leadership, in what he brings on the field and off the field, and in the levity that he brings to the locker room, right? And I think that that's really important. I thought it was really interesting that answer, too, that he brought up 2023, the same approach. Where, you know, they ended the season horribly in a complete collapse and they wanted to move on. And to bring that same mindset after winning the Super Bowl, like, okay, we won, but time to, you know, clean slate, totally new season. I think that's the way to go to avoid a collapse again, to avoid that Super Bowl hangover.
Yeah, like I thought it was really wise. I mean, again, I don't know if it really matters, but just these little incremental things where you try to find an advantage. And if they can, if attacking instead of defending helps them psychologically win this next Super Bowl because they're trying to win it instead of defend it, I think it's interesting. More, because Mailata continued on.
I've already moved on. Now,
yeah,
we still got to get that ring ceremony out of the way before we can
officially move on. Yeah.
Listen, you just listen.
Like, you know, that's like the last chapter in the book, but my approach is, you know, when we lost that one in 22 and 23, you know, the 2023 one, like, you know, we have to move on right away.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we know how to deal with adversity, how do we deal with success?
I'm impressed. I mean, we're very lucky, I think, as a sports community to have that guy as one of the main dudes. He's really something. 215-592-9494. All right, a lot more up ahead. We're coming heavy on the phones next on 94 WIP.
After years of wear and tear, you've made a decision. It's time for a knee, hip, or shoulder replacement. You've talked to your doctor. You got a date set. Well, the team at NovaCare Rehabilitation is here for you. Because what you might not know is that attending physical therapy before you have your replacement surgery can significantly impact your recovery and movement post-surgery. I know someone who just went through this a couple months ago. They are walking amazing. They're in physical therapy. They're doing fantastic. What NovaCare will help you with is they are experts in balance, gait training, and pain management because your joint replacement needs are so very unique. NovaCare's team will develop an individualized treatment plan to get you feeling strong and back to the things you love. It's not a decision that you came to lightly, so rely on the physical therapy provider you know and you trust. Choose NovaCare to get back to work, sports, and life, and to learn more about the benefits of physical therapy before and after your joint replacement surgery, or to just schedule an appointment at one of their 150 convenient locations. Go to NovaCare.com. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.